In this very latest podcast episode, I'd just like to inform all my listeners that I have now put details of the very latest promo code list on the website. I will leave a link in the description of this latest podcast episode so you can maybe pop over to the website and check out the latest promo code. Anyhow, Bradford City's caretaker manager is doing quite good at the moment. He's actually won his third game in charge, and I'd like you to listen to what he's got to say about his latest victory. I'll play it now.
Kev, another victory, three in a row. Now, I imagine again, you're really pleased with this afternoon's work.
Yeah, it was a game again. It wasn't a game of two halves as such, but I thought there was certain parts that we were a little bit off at times, and there was other parts that we were really good at times. So again, that's part of football. I mean, we can't go and dominate for 90 minutes and stuff like that. That doesn't work. It's not as easy as that. But again, pleasing to get 3 points and a good week.
In terms of today, a different game really to last week, where maybe we're looking to play in a way, having to surrender a little bit more of the ball and stuff like that. You mentioned at spells that, you know, they look dangerous too, but being able to grind out a victory and score a goal in the second half and sort of hang on and stay solid towards the end, they're all good values.
I thought first 15 minutes we were alright. I thought first 15 minutes we kind of got a bit of the ball in the areas that we said we'd come through, and then we kind of lost our way a bit the last half an hour of the first half, and the half-time whistle was good for us, for sure. But the parts of the first half that we kind of failed on as such was probably a little bit more care in possession, because the spaces were there to play, and we really got caught up in a little bit of, like, okay, we're going a little bit longer and stuff at times, which has been kind of the case for a shorter time, hasn't it? What we want to do in a longer time, we want to have a structure, everyone's got a clear way of playing, especially from the middle to attacking third. But sometimes these are the best wins. You go away, you grind it out, you're battered and bruised, you go home, and that's you. It's a good 3 points.
It seemed with the start that we made today, it was a case of coming in and again starting on the front foot, but almost looking to come here and get the job done as quickly as you could, sort of thing. How high is the confidence in that sense at the minute, where you wanted to come here and just win games, sort of thing?
Yeah, again, we were again, between obviously the players and staff and inside there, there was certain things that weren't right for us today. We didn't commit to certain things, and that was plain to see, especially from 15 to 45. But it's good to be able to go there and come here, sorry, and grind it out and work hard and understand that that's what you need to win games, and you do, and especially a 1-0. You can't beat a 1-0. I'd rather 1-0 than a 4-3 and stuff. I'd rather, because it's hard work. The defence have been under pressure. Defence have defended well, it was pleasing, and I'm sure I hope it was pleasing for them as well.
You mentioned that defensive effort, a couple of top saves from Harry, defending Wright, saving a goal at the end. It was kind of bodies on the line kind of thing, wasn't it, across the board?
It was, and again, they're always going to have chances. If it was 1-0 opposite way, then we'd be in the way like they were. We've had a luck at times. We have done swimming as well. But at the same time, I think there's any sort of denying that we've created chances, especially Swindon. And again, here, I'd probably say, in Swindon, the difference was weird. Good quality of the final third. I think today we were a little bit sloppy in the final third, but when the quality was there, it was plain to see. On another day, we create much more chances, but listen, it's 3 points, 3 points, and move on. That's that.
Manny coming off the bench, scoring the winning goal again, his confidence must be really high, and it's good to see him on that trail now, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Manny's a good player. Manny's got everything about him. Manny's can go as far as Manny wants. That's the way I see it. He's got everything in my eyes. And he's always here from a guy who's had a kind of tough time here and there. And so it's one of them ones. It's great when he comes on and does well on Tuesday and does well last Saturday and stuff. He gives you a different dimension. You know, I think he's a top player at the moment. I'm buzzing for him, to be honest. He's a good guy, man. I've got on well with Manny. He's a good guy.
A week now to prepare for the next game, and you know the situation is the situation, but either way, I guess having a long period of recovery and preparation for the next fixture, given the sort of hectic Saturday Tuesday schedule we've had over the past month or so, will be welcome for you and the boys.
Yeah, it'd be nice, yeah, for sure. It'd be nice for myself as well to kind of have a bit of time to kind of relax, look over things and analyse things, and also at the same time just to kind of chill a bit, because obviously it's been quite a long time since last Thursday. It's been 10 days, it's been kind of chaos as such, but a good chaos, and it'd be good to work on certain things on and off the ball that we want to, but we know we can improve on, And again, it's about believing. It's one thing I continue to say to lads every single time, is one of the last things I always say is you've got to believe in yourself, your teammates, everyone involved, and a win 3 is just a start, hopefully.